Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Guided Souls. This is Medium Ishani, and I can give you direct messages from your guardian angels and spirit guides. I am a natural and Reiki energy healer. I use energy and spirit to help heal your mind, body, and soul. And I am a spiritual teacher, and I will teach you all the skills I have learned to help you get to the next level on your path. I am also a past life and hugging guru, but most of all, I am a vessel and clear channel for God and the angels to flow through. You can find out more about how I can support you and help you make everlasting changes at www.pastlifeguru.com. Also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under Medium Ishani. Ishani is spelled E-S-H-N-E.
And this is spirit-guided intuitive life coach and angel talker, Comfy Crystal. I teach you how to communicate with your own angelic team. With these tools, you can be sure that the decisions you're making are the right ones for you and stop wasting time being fearful and getting hurt again and again. You can find me at comfysoul.com and also search for Comfy Soul on Facebook or Twitter.
We are put here to help you remember you are never alone. God, the angels, your spirit guides, and crossover loved ones are helping lost souls navigate through this lifetime. We're here to tell you there are no coincidences. We're here to confirm what you believe and make you more powerful in your prayers. We polish your natural God-given abilities that make you the superheroes of your life and the lives of others.
We also do psychic and angel card readings and teach classes and do spiritual counseling to transform people's lives. So catch our show daily Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern, either live or via a downloaded podcast. You can take some classes with our spiritual family or get private one-on-one sessions from anywhere in the world to jumpstart your spirit. And you can find all of this info again on soulmatefinderkit.com. And it's time. It's Friday. It's Twin Flame Friday. So let the magic begin. So I want to give some thanks and gratitude starting out for an incredibly thin-veiled week for everyone who called into the show, everyone who listened, for spirit and all the messages they gave me this week, whether it was on the radio or just for me myself, and for the feedback that I've been getting. I've had amazing, beautiful testimonials from people. I received a gorgeous card and an angel bookmark today with gratitude from a coaching client that I just finished with. And I'm in a really happy, happy, loving mood, and I'm hoping that this is something that is rubbing off on y'all, that you come here with this loving energy, you're seeking something joyful and amazing, and you want to share that with us. And so I know that there's a energy right now of anxiety, anxiousness, a little bit of what happened to my manifestation, when is it coming, is it even happening? So I feel like this is going to be continuing through today, and I want to remind people who haven't listened to the rest of the week that Spirit has been talking a lot about being in an attitude of gratitude and focusing your intention and only focusing on your intention. And I was listening to an interview between Esther Hicks. She's the one who channels the collective group of beings called Abraham. And Esther Hicks was being interviewed on Oprah Radio. And the topic of conversation was Oprah trying to understand, what this is Esther Hicks first coming out with, the world, letting the world know that she channels this collective group of beings. So Oprah had questions about how this was happening and how does she channel and what is the message that these beings want us to know. And it came down to an understanding of the laws of the universe and at the same time understand that the laws are completely flexible, that everything is based upon your manifestation. So I think this is really, really important that this be a basis of our conversation today when we talk with you guys, so that you understand that even though you haven't said it from your mouth, the experiences that have come to you that have been negative or discouraging, it doesn't mean that you didn't energetically attract it. So today, I want to spend a little bit of time, and if, you know, God willing, this is the message that Spirit wants to come through, we'll talk about what it is in your habit or your thought process that is bringing you to these experiences that you're having right now or have had in the past. And a lot of times they'll acknowledge you for things that you've gotten past and will focus on forward movement. So a lot of you who already know, you've been doing a lot of work, you're really good students of the universe, you're amazing light workers, and you pay a lot of attention, you do a lot of self-work, and you do as much as you can to attend workshops, join programs, have mentors and coaching. This is something that I'm hoping today will help you say, I want even more than what I'm asking for right now.
This week has been a wonderful, entertaining, growing week. I've learned so much during this week, and I hope to transfer that knowledge into you all. So one thing I've learned is even when you're going through, like Crystal said, you're going through incredible crap, and what this retrograde is doing is bringing up all kinds of stuff from the past, making you realize what's going on right now, taking it all and dumping it on your face. And it can be a soothing facial if you receive it. Otherwise, it's going to feel like a bed of nails. You have to interpret it as all gratitude. If you do not, it will bite you in the tail. So this morning, I started off acknowledging what was going on in my life. And it was rough. It was a lot to deal with. It was a lot to take in all at once. And then I said, I'm going to sleep. I needed to rest. I didn't rest last night. The retrograde woke me up. I had to get up and deal with what was going on. So I stayed up until early in the morning. Then I went back to sleep. And when I went back to sleep, I went into a deep dream state. And I didn't want to get up. I didn't want to face the day because I was really tired. But Spirit woke me up. And when I got up, I had a whole new different outlook on life. And it was all in the focus of gratitude. Regardless of what's happening to me right now, regardless of what I went through in the past, and that focus of gratitude changed my energy. It changed how I feel about how I was going through certain things. And it allowed me to take a deeper look into what I really want in my life and what I want my life to be like and the contract that I had already filled out before I got to heaven. And as we talk about twin flames, as we talk about soulmates, you did create a contract before you came here. And you can fulfill that contract. And then you can go back into that contract and say, I'm not okay with this. I'm not okay with any of this. I'd rather do something else over there. But you first have to recognize that contract. And if you do not recognize that contract, you will continue to run into soulmates and they will continue to teach you lessons, and you will not be fulfilled. Crystal, as we get into this, can you explain to the people what a twin flame and soulmate is?
Yes, indeed. And I want to say how timely the conversation is. So if you haven't listened to the show before, maybe you're a regular listener and haven't really listened this week, I highly suggest you intuitively go to a show that sticks out at you from this week. Pop into one, and I guarantee you it's going to be meant for you because the messages were intense. Spirit hasn't left at all. And I played a little divine timing game with myself last night. I have a couple books on Audible on my phone where they read the book to you instead of you reading it. So as I was going to sleep last night, I put on the book from Anita Morjani, Dying to Be Me. And if you don't know the story, she's a Hay House author who, through a series of incredible synchronicities, got her story published on how she had a near-death experience. And she had cancer, and she crossed out of her body for a while she was still in the hospital hooked up to machines, and had to make some decisions about how she wanted to live and if she wanted to live. And it's an incredible story. So if you haven't seen it, heard it, go pick up the book or go get it on Audible. It's Anita Morjani, Dying to Be Me. So the game that I played was I put it on Audible, and in the chapters, it doesn't say the name of the chapters, so I didn't know what they were. So I just flipped through, and I intuitively picked one, put my finger down on it, and it started. And the chapter names didn't even match up. It was like tracks who didn't match their names. So anyway, she goes into it, and the entire chapter was about how she manifested becoming ill and how when she came back, she realized that every single thought, breath, move she makes is a manifestation. So I'm sure we're going to talk about that some more as we take the phone calls, but I just wanted to plant that in your head right now as I'm talking about the difference between soulmates and twin flames. So a soulmate is somebody that comes into your life for a contracted reason. It might be for 1 minute on a park bench and randomly one day, or in their line at the grocery store. It could be a lifetime, such as a parent, or it could be for a number of years, such as a next-door neighbor that lived with you, or a teacher that you had that you really admired or maybe you fought with. So soulmate doesn't have to be someone that you dated. It's just someone who said, high five, we're in heaven. You said you want me to come in and remind you of this or have this conversation with you. So at the appropriate time, your soul will call me in, bing, bang, boom, we'll meet, we'll handshake, and I'll be on my way. And that was that. So soulmate could even be your dog. I know a lot of you have wonderful connections with your animals, and sometimes we learn incredible things. Sometimes our animals will pass away early, picking up some of what our own issues were. So instead of you dying of breast cancer, your dog might get breast cancer and pass away to take that from you and give you an opportunity to learn a lesson about how something was wrong with your heart chakra.
As you say that, it takes me back to when I was about 18 years old and I was going through this period, and we talked about it on the show before, where I was denying God and I wasn't listening to the angels and I just didn't give a rat's at that time. I mean, I cared, but then I really didn't. And I felt, as I was denying God, that death was creeping up. I felt it. I really, deep down inside, felt it. But I ignored it, and I kept getting angry, and I didn't care. I had a cat at the time. Didn't mean to snort. I had a cat at the time, and I lost my cat. And I felt it coming. And I felt that my cat took my place. And as odd as it is, we know for a fact that other animals take on cancers. They take on all kinds of things. When you're sick or upset, your animal will come up next to you and begin to absorb what you're going through. And if you're not careful and ask them, it's okay, don't take it, I'll deal with this, thank you, they will absorb it all and sacrifice of you. And back to your story.
So that basically means you have to have some kind of awareness that this is occurring. Like when you're sad and you're home alone and you haven't said a word or you haven't gotten on the phone and emitted this tone or this voice, your dog will walk up to you and come snuggle up on you. It's like they know. And they know because they feel your aura. They pick up your telepathy. They know what's going on.
And they see things that you do not see.
Yes. So your vibration not only attracts this animal, it also triggers and attracts these soulmates that were contracted to you to come in. And if you needed to get an instant contract, something new that happened, you made a different decision and all of a sudden you need a new soulmate to come in, bing, bang, boom, the universe throws one in, some earth angel walks by you, gives you a hug and words of encouragement and a possible prayer and goes on their way and you're like, wow, I know that was an angel, or that was exactly what I needed. Thank you. So many times we say, thank God, and we really kind of like, woo, made it through that one. But like next time you say it, really, like, thank God. Really understand how that works. So do you want to explain what a twin flame is?
So what a twin flame is your soul broken off into two, went to go learn its lessons, and when those lessons are learned or close to them, they return into that one. And one of the ways that you know that it's your twin is you will look alike. If you don't look alike, you will have the same purpose. And the purpose is to uplift humanity. It could be something as simple but as powerful as you both being parents to certain children. And you will be the best, awesome, incredible parents ever. If that's your contract, if you say, I just want to be an awesome mom, that's what you do. If you just say, I just want to be awesome dad, then you two get together and have an awesome kid. But that was your goal. There's other goals of lifting humanity. For example, some of you may have, I want to be the best psychic in the world. I want to be the best medium in the world. And then you two go out and create an awesome medium school. Or you say, I want to be the best awesome director in the world that has these movies that shows people how the other side of the world is and the truth about what's going on behind the scenes. And you're going to put that out there and you're going to change the world. But whatever it is, whatever you two have, you're going to change the world. And this is the reason for your meeting. From what I hear from the spiritual movement is there's no other time like right now on the planet that twin flames have come together to create an awesome change. They say prior to this, they used to have one on the other side and one here helping the other one. And that still happens today. But as of right now, twin flames are reuniting like crazy.
Because I'll kind of give you perspective on whether or not this is happening for you or you have an awareness of it. Like we said, some people still have their twin flame on the other side. And their purpose is to stay there because they're better help to you from that realm, from where they're at. And they'll send you someone who is a 99.9% of that energy, of that soulmate or that twin flame energy, and they will literally handpick them for you and hand them to you. So this same thing occurs when people lose a husband of many years, and they'll feel like, oh my God, that was my only chance, there's no one else, I'll never be happy again, blah, 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 and that's not true. Spirit's trying to keep your heart open so that you can let the next person or that next purpose come in, but all of that has to do with keeping your heart open. So don't let someone's crossing bring you down. And I know that's a difficult thing to say, especially in the human realm, because we have human thoughts, we have human bodies, we're physical beings. But at heart, we know that we're really spiritual beings having a human experience that's a little tiny blip of time on the planet.
If you would allow me to interject for a moment, I just want to talk about the one before the one. And this can be a powerful, very strong, very magnetic connection. And that connection will reverberate throughout your whole life. And if they pass away, it's an even stronger connection. But that does not mean that they were the one. They came into your life to teach you a message. I'm not saying that everybody who's had this happen to them, that the person that crossed wasn't the twin flame. Not true. But what I'm saying is, most of the time when this does happen, they're coming in to teach you a lesson, to show you, to broaden your horizon, to open your mind, and then they move on and allow your twin flame to come in. And that soulmate relationship is very powerful. And a lot of people get it confused and say, well, that was the one. Well, that's not true. That's not always true. You will feel the twin feel here, and you will feel like, oh, I need to meet somebody. But you may get stuck in the fact that, the feeling that, you know, I lost someone. And if you continue to go down the road of just loss, you will not be able to meet the twin because you'll just keep bypassing each other.
You'll only focus on loss. And this is basically accidental reverse manifesting. If you're only focused, and I cannot tell you how important it is right now, like specifically this week with what Spirit's been talking to us about all week on the radio, how important it is to only focus on what it is that you do want. And this is practice, 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 training your mind. And if this is a habit you know that you have that you can't seem to break, I highly, highly suggest getting a coach or a mentor. Media Mishani and myself do the coaching and the mentorship. Some people do pretty good with it. They just want to check in once in a while, so then they just get readings. They'll call us for a half hour, an hour reading, get a little pick-me-up and go about their way. But other people have the need to change a habit that's been a long time coming. So I myself have gone through coaches. Ishani and I have coaches right now because there's always somebody that's better, higher, more connected, has something to teach you, is better at business. Somehow, some way, there's always someone that you can look up to and connect with. So I want you to understand that if it's that important to you to become the absolute best version of yourself that you could possibly be, and you're doing it by yourself, I highly, highly, highly suggest you jump into a program or find a mentor or guru that you're going to really engage with. Like, take some classes, join the retreat, and like I said, you know, coaching. Ishani and I do coaching. We've helped people change a lot of habits, find the careers that they want, meet their twin flames. And I know that they know in their hearts and have said so much, would have taken him years, maybe decades, to do what they were going to do in a shorter time period that they did with us. So having that recognition and having someone to feed it off of, and especially the way you guys help each other on the radio, when you're listening to somebody else's story and seeing how it applies to you, that boosts you up. It kicks it up a notch. It raises your vibration. It gives you new knowledge. But knowledge doesn't mean anything if you don't impart it and have it become part of your wisdom that you use all the time. You need to practice this. So whether it's a group of like-minded individuals or you're working with a mentor or a guru, it's very, very important that you have it fed back to you on how you might be backpedaling or accidentally reverse manifesting. And the whole reason this is important is because your twin flame needs you to have these skills in order for you guys to stay together. Otherwise, you're going to have a whole lot of problems and a whole lot of learning curves, and you might actually separate multiple times because you want to be in each other's energies, but you repel each other away with your old habits.
Here's a difficult thing for any of us to face. How many of you would actually like to sit down and look at yourself? That's what your twin flame is. It's you. It's your twin. It's you in another person's body. And all the opposites of you is sitting right over there on the other side. What makes this awesome? Having the conversations without speaking, not needing to talk when you're hurting, when you have a headache, you have a toothache, your foot's hurting or something like that, your twin will feel it. This is different than a soulmate because your twin will feel everything. Your soulmate will cut it off. Do you understand that? Your soulmate will purposely cut it off. Your twin flame won't be able to because that's you sitting over there on the other side.
The literal other half of your soul.
Yep, definitely. So we have on our Soulmate Finder Kit, if you go to soulmatefinderkit.com, we have the manifesto. And what the manifesto is you are asking the universe to bring, what a lot of people do is say, I want this and this and this, but they don't open it up enough so the universe can actually bring it to them. And what I mean by that is, if you only fill out maybe three or four things, you won't recognize anything. It'll just be another person to you. Oh, I want him to be a nice guy. Oh, I want him to look handsome and have a nice car. That's not enough. There's tons of those out there. It's not enough to recognize. So what I mean by that is, when you begin to fill out this manifesto at soulmatefinderkit.com, it will help you recognize who they are. You've already filled this contract out in heaven, but this contract here, or this manifesto, will bring out everything to you, and you'll be like, oh, now I know what they look like. Now I know how it makes it a lot easier to bring that into your life.
So this is how spirit works. They constantly torture us with telling us which people didn't do this work yet. This is foundational work. This is the first piece that you need to do in order to call in your twin flame. And if you don't do it, what you're saying to spirit is, I don't really have a picture, idea, or that feeling in my heart of exactly what it is that I want. And what it tells them is that you have a lot more to learn, and you don't know what you want yet. So what they'll do is keep bringing soulmates. So when you do this kind of work, it will help you get a better picture of what you need to tell spirit so that they can deliver this to you and say, now I know what they want. Here we go. That's the ticket. Let's get it moving.
Definitely.
Okay, so I'm ready to go to the phone lines if you are.
Let's go to the caller with the last numbers, 640. Hello, caller. Welcome to Guided Souls. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Rose, and I'm calling from New Jersey.
Perfect. I know that this is for Crystal.
What's up with that? Just because of Rose?
You darn right.
Rose is a sign I get a lot. It's also my middle name. So, do you have a specific question, or you just want me to blab?
Well, actually, I'd like to know what you see with regards to romance. I am single, looking
okay.
for my soulmate or twin flame.
Okay. I like how she's like, whatever they want to bring me, just bring me something. So when's the last time you ended a relationship?
Oh, my goodness, about 4.5 years ago.
Interesting. So they're bringing this up. That was a past life relationship to you, and that period of separation was for you to learn what you could from that moment in that situation. There was a lot of chemistry in that relationship, which made it kind of difficult and made you really look at things and say, yeah, I'm going to make different decisions this time, so I'm going to go on hiatus, which is why it's been, 4.5 years. So I'm going to let Ishani pick it up from here.
One of the quick things that the angels want you to recognize and they want to bring up for you is to, when you get into another relationship, do not lower your values. Do not let anybody tell you what you're supposed to do with yourself. Do not change your clothes if it's not something you desire. Do not put yourself in a place to where you feel inferior. If that energy comes up, although it's a life lesson, you do not have to take it on. You could say, okay, God, I recognize this. I see it for what it is, and I'm going to move on. I'm going to keep following the direction of my twin flame. And when I say that to all of you. Whenever a soulmate comes into your life, if you are quick enough to recognize it and say, thank you, gratitude for that, I'm going to move on. You don't have to sit in it. It's clearly your choice.
So the reason this is coming up is this has something to do with that previous relationship that you had. And this is about you being very, very self-confident and having enough self-esteem and confidence in order to say, when you go into that next relationship, that you're not going to allow your integrity to go off to the side, that you're going to do homework right now to say, this is who I am, this is what I want, I'm not budging from this because this is really important to me. It's important for me not to give up this piece of me. It's important for me to not give too much to this other person where I begin to lose my identity. So say when that situation ends or you move on to a different soulmate or you learn your lesson from this one, that doesn't mean that you get all heartbroken and upset and don't date for another 4.5 years. It's for you to say, I so nailed this relationship. I understand exactly why it was. I called it off when I needed to, and I get that this is help coming from Jesus guiding me with this situation. So do you pray to Jesus?
I'm not very religious.
Okay. That just happens to be the energy that's coming through. And for me, this means that it, not just guidance and nudging, but it's also that, you know how Jesus was a teacher and went around and no matter what would say, this is my truth. This is the story. This is my God. This is how it works.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm willing to die for this. I'm sorry. It's the truth. Like, you can't change my mind. And never did he defend it either. The same way that you don't have to defend yourself. You just be you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
And I don't get me wrong. I don't want you to go away thinking, oh, there's not going to be a give and take. There's always going to be a give and take.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with that. But like Crystal said, do not get into the space where you're giving way too much of yourself and you're no longer comfortable with that.
You don't have to be the fixer. You don't have to be the one that's always apologizing or making it okay. It's a two-way street.
Exactly.
But your job is to maintain a space where you're being you, and you're also allowing them a chance to feel vulnerable without blaming them for how you feel when you're upset.
There you go.
So the bottom line is they want you to work a little bit on your confidence and your integrity with yourself and say, I'm a beam of sunshine. You guys want me, and it's going to come flooding in. But that's the piece they want to tweak before they send someone to you. Okay?
There you go.
Okay. Thank you.
I hope that helps.
Thank you.
Oh, sure. It does. Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you, Rose.
Right.
So that is one of the very incredible, awesome, grateful things, or things I'm grateful for right now, is recognizing when I'm giving too much of myself or when people around me are giving too much of themselves. And we see it all the time. When we're coaching people and we're asking them, well, what's going on in your relationship? Well, they're doing this and that and that and this to me. Well, who's the victim here? Is it you or is it them? It's more than likely you, because you're allowing you to give this up. And I don't mean any person on the phone line right now. I'm just saying the people that I'm talking about is, and I've been in this role before where all kinds of crap was happening to me. And although I was standing up for myself, I wasn't getting out of the situation. And because I didn't get out of the situation, more of it just came spiraling downhill. And it didn't matter whether or not I stood up for myself. It was that final saying, okay, I'm done with this. I can't do this anymore. I'm out. You're not going to change, and I'm not going to keep babysitting you. You don't have to babysit people. They have their own minds. You don't need to change them. You don't need to bring them up to where you are. That's clearly their choice. They have their own path. Begin walking your path. And if you find yourself constantly, like Crystal said, walking in their shoes, then that's no longer their life. You're living their life for them. You can't do that. You're not a babysitter. You're not here to be that.
I had a question come in through the website yesterday, and I thought it was a really good question, so I want to share it real quick before we go to the next call. The question was, how do I stop losing myself in the next relationship?
That's an incredible question.
And I answered by saying, the bottom line is, you have to have your own purpose, mission, and goals. If you're a housewife, that's what you've had the luxury and privilege of being able to be at home, and maybe you have kids or not, and you want someone that's going to come in and take care of you and keep allowing you to do that. Like Ishani said earlier, if your goal is to be the most incredible mom on the face of the earth, then you do that with all your might. You do it by still conserving your energy and then giving it back out when you have it. So when we get in a relationship with somebody else, it's really easy to say, my new routine consists of our routine together, whatever it is that they want to do. I'm going to, like, mesh with them, right? And we do that. We give and take and we mesh and we, you know, learn different things from each other. But if you completely drop what your routine was, what your job was, what you used to do for exercise, books you used to read, and now you're spending all this time hanging out with this person, being at their place, you know, you stopped reading books, blah, 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 blah. Here it comes, you know, a year, 2 years down the road, and this relationship's over, and you're like, oh, my God, total devastation. I don't know how to wake up. I don't even want to read right now. You don't even remember what you used to do before you were in that relationship. So keep you time and bring them into your world as well. Don't drop the habits and things that are important to who you are and what you do. If you're a painter, keep painting. Don't let time with them take away from you doing that. So I just want to caution you to keep your own routine and your own habits and your own piece of you intact. So if anything goes wrong, all you can say is, I didn't lose anything. I gained so much in wisdom and information and valuable insight through this relationship.
And I am thankful that you brought that up, because it's a yin and yang balance. If, for some reason, Spirit just brought this up for me, if you're a guy and you're out working on your car the damn time and you come in the house late at night, don't expect your girl to be smoochy-poochy after you've been on the car all day long and she's came out multiple times and said, could you spend some time with me? Could you spend some time with me? Could you spend some time with me? And the last time she came out there, she says, okay, I'm done. You're not doing it anymore. And when we first got together, you used to spend time together. Now you're spending time on your dumb car. What do you expect? What do you expect to happen? Of course, if you're out there for 5 minutes and then she comes out 50 times, there's a problem. But if you're out there all day and she comes out there 50 times, hey, you know what? You've been out here for 6 hours. You said you were just going to be out here for like an hour or two, maybe 2 hours, and nothing. And we haven't had any time together. Start looking at that. Start looking at that, because if you ask for a person to come into your life and you ignore them, what's to say they're not going to walk out again? You're going to be lonely again. Choose your battles, find out what you want, and then put that energy, the same amount of energy that you want into keeping the relationship as into finding a person to be in a relationship with. So with that said, let's go to the phone lines with the caller with the next number. 514. Hello, caller. Welcome to Guided Souls. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Tasha. I'm calling from California.
Hi, Tasha. What's your question for us?
I want to know, is my friend Christopher is the one?
Spirit just told me no, but I'm going to have Crystal check in.
That was quick.
Okay.
And I'm glad that you said that, because that confirmed something for me. So let me go into why. The first thing that they're talking about is you being able to stay focused. I mean, really focused. Your own fire, your own vision, your own creativity. And I think this is spinning off of what we just talked about, not losing an identity. So they really want you to be engaged in you having a purpose and you sticking with your idea of what it is that you wanted, not having that vision in somebody else, but allowing someone to step into your own vision and they just naturally mesh. So there is some, now I don't know if they're referring to him as the ex or this is someone that you were just recently with prior to them, but they want you to pretend that they don't want you to pretend that that wasn't an issue or isn't something that doesn't bother you anymore. And they want you to clear that energy out. And when you do this, then things are going to move, all your abundance is going to come in, you'll be able to make long-term plans, and all the stuff that you've been wanting, you'll start to see come into fruition now. So I'm coming to the part where Ishani was like, The first thing I got was Spirit Gibby screaming no. They also didn't want you to sweat a bunch of little things, so if maybe you spend a lot of time nagging him for stuff or you're just worried about your own stuff, don't focus on that. You don't have to control everything. Just kind of let Spirit take care of that. Like, give it to them. You pick one focus that you want to stay on and put your energy there and make it positive. And let all the other stuff take care of itself in the meantime. Trust me, it will. I know I'm, like, super anxious Aries personality and I want to take care of everything, but it's so much easier when I just let spirit do it for me. And the next thing they brought up was a resounding stop. So everything that you started planning or the question that you have or the direction that you're going in, they want you to turn it around and go back the other way. Does that make sense?
As far as what plans?
Okay. So if this was just about him, don't move any further. Like if you guys were talking about, you know, maybe moving in together, getting engaged, or something that was a little more on the commitment level, they're like, cut it right there. Does that make sense?
No, we just dating. That's it. Only okay. We ain't got that far.
All right. So if it hasn't even got that far, you guys are just kind of hanging out, getting to know each other, this is their warning to you that if you don't, that if you continue and ignore, like, red flags or things that kind of come up and start to bother you, then you're basically signing up for the thing that's going to come up that's going to happen that's really going to kind of kill your mojo.
Tasha, how was the relationship with you and your father?
Good.
Okay. They're continuing to bring that up. So if the relationship with you and your father, then he's setting the example. And this person that's in your life right now is not even close to him. He's not even on the radar. So one of the things that has been happening as you're on the phone, I'm guarding my chest. I'm holding my hands over my heart and protecting it.
I just caught myself holding my breath.
I have a feeling that this resonates in some aspect of your life. I'm going to ask of you is I have a open your heart to love meditation. You may be open to love, but there's other things in there that this meditation brings out. So if you would go to pastlifeguru.com and download the free open your heart to love meditation. And what spirit is asking for you is to begin to be honest with yourself. They're asking you to check in with some things that have gone on in your past that you sort of put them out of your mind, but they come up every once and again in argument. They're asking you to focus more on family and in the present moment. Put that energy there and all other things are going to open up for you. Okay, Tasha?
Okay, wait a minute. I have a question because none of this is resonating with me because I have a twin sister. I have a twin sister, so y'all may be picking up on her energy instead of mine.
Okay. Okay, Crystal is saying, go ahead, tell her.
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no because we know nothing about you. People have two completely different souls, especially twins. And this is just coming through spirit. This is not, we don't know anything about you. We don't know your situation. This is just passing the message along. So what I'm going to suggest to you.
But can you ask spirit, is they confirming that for my sister? Because my sister was just recently telling me about her friend was they're talking about him moving in with her.
I wouldn't focus on that. Absolutely not. This is for you going forward with whatever turns into this relationship. Yep. So if it hasn't happened yet, they're giving you a warning ahead of time.
Okay. And with that said, it's okay. It's perfectly fine if you do not resonate with it. That's okay. There's times when that happens. So if you don't resonate with it, then go on your way and say, you know, I released that into the universe. But maybe later it may come up for you, okay?
Yeah, so because it might come up later for you or you might want to remember it, I'm going to suggest you either bookmark this episode or download it and keep it somewhere so you can hear it again because it's going to come up again, and I don't want you to forget it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Tasha.
I want to say how important it is for people to do that, to take notes on what we're saying or listen to your conversation again. It's really, really important that if it doesn't make sense to you now or you haven't seen the thing come to fruition yet, that you understand later, oh, my God, I was told about that. I was warned about that. Spirit gave me a clue about that. They mentioned a name or they mentioned a situation or they said something about me that I didn't get at the time, but I get it now. And it might be the next morning or it could be 6 months from now, but it's going to come up. It always does. So every reading that I've ever had, I kept a note, I kept a log, I wrote a recording or I got it via email. And the ones that I get from Medium Ishani, I record. When he's channeling from spirit, there's so much stuff coming out, so much information that it's impossible to remember every detail and resonate with each piece at that moment. So note, or bookmark this episode and or save it to your archive somewhere on your computer.
Okay, so let's go to the next call with the last numbers, 949. Hello, caller. Welcome to Guided Souls. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Laura. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you two doing?
Fantastic. Been a little while, hasn't it?
Yeah.
We miss you. What's going on?
Well, I interviewed today for a job in California, so I'm wondering if you're picking up. Yeah, anything about maybe a love interest happening in that state, or who knows, maybe I'll end up staying here and meeting somebody, but I just wanted to know what you're picking up.
Fantastic. So I love that. You're coming closer to us. Come, my darling, come.
That's creepy.
I just creepy Shawnee out, so I'm apologizing to you on his behalf. That's too funny.
Too funny.
Do you want to start or do you want me to start? Okay. So the first thing that's coming up is you've had a lot of stuff going on. They want you to get back in balance a little bit, so slow it down a hair. And also know that Archangel Michael is supporting your situation and your change. So when you let go of the reins of all the other stuff that's happening, and I know it's kind of a big thing to look at moving, give some of that away to the angel. Say, hey, could you send me a helper? Or could you kind of take care of this for me? Or, you know, just let them magically fix paperwork or box things up for you, you know, that kind of stuff. Trust me, it happens. And they're supporting that. And all of a sudden, when you release some of that energy, they're going to burst it wide open and it's going to move forward fast. Were you going to say something?
Well, I have been asking them for help because I don't know. I guess I'm not sure I'm going to get the job in California, but I have been asking that if it happens, that there's a smooth transition with moving everything. And I start thinking I need to sell some things if that happens. And
don't ever think that way. If you think that way, that's what you're going to manifest. And right now, there's nothing in the cards that says you're not going to get exactly what you need or more. So if for some reason, and I'm going to plant this seed, let's just say you went there, you got the job, and something happened and it fell through. They were like, sorry, not going to have you anymore. I guarantee you that you're going to get something better that pays more, that's more of what you wanted, and just trust that however the situation unfolds, no matter what it looks like, you're taking care of and they're bringing it to you. Only stay focused on the positive. Don't give any time or energy to the thought of, if this happens, I could sell this or sell that. Don't even think about it. If that ever happens and you were like rock bottom, I don't want you to wait until like midnight that night to start selling stuff. You do it the next day, because I guarantee you the next day, whatever miracle you needed is going to be brought to you that's going to be perfect timing in order for you to be taken care of. So don't ever give energy to, I got to settle or prepare, because that's not your story. It doesn't have to be anybody's story, but it's especially not yours.
What's happening right now is the angels are watching over you. They're reminding you that they're there with you. They're asking you to have gratitude just for the thought to be able to move to California and put that energy on moving to California. Nothing else.
Yeah.
Only on moving to California. That's where your energy wants to go. As I heard you earlier saying, if, what you're telling the angels is, I'm not sure if I really want this. And so what they'll say is, well, she's not really cool with it, so let's move that away from her and give her something else.
Yeah.
But if you say, I want this, I receive it, and I'm grateful for this opportunity, and so it is, then it will be.
Yeah.
And
it's a lot easier to
definitely. So they're asking you to have tenderness and compassion for yourself, for who you are, and be thankful you are right now.
So part of your homework between now and then, because this is happening, is they just want you to give to yourself. Assume you already have it. Go buy yourself a nice new outfit. Say, I'm going to wear this on my first day of work. You know? And celebrate. Get a cake. Yay. Congratulations to me.
I'm wondering if you see a romance coming for me, though, out there. I'm just wondering if you see that happening.
Okay. One of the other things that the spirits are bringing up for you is for you to have hope. But don't disperse your energy to where there's not enough on what you're manifesting. And with romance and everything else, they're just asking for patience.
Yeah, because they're going to let you get set up with this first, so your energy's not scattered when that occurs. But what they are bringing you next is something a little different than you're expecting, so keep an open mind, and there will be chemistry, so you're going to start to notice stuff. You'll be attracted, even if it's not initially, like, from appearance or something. You're going to notice on a soul level that you really just want to be around this person and talk to them and be in their energy and vice versa. So you're going to notice that, and that'll start to remind you of when this is happening. They just want to remind you, keep feeding into your spirit. Be happy with yourself. Be joyful. Don't, you know, give into any concerns or worries. If this job has anything to do with you fulfilling a purpose of yours, something you're really, really interested in, that's part of your soul, they want you to kind of focus on that. And if it's not that, then I want you to start doing things that you used to do. Painting, drawing, dancing around, something that made you happy and joyful, that was kind of your gift or your thing. Maybe you were writing or whatever it is. Just do that. That they want you to play with that while you balance your energy out. And know that by investing in your spirit, everything else is being delivered in divine timing. Not an emergency that's happening with the job or the romance situation. So just let it unfold. It's definitely happening, but they want you to give them the time to unfold it when it's divinely timed for you, so it's perfect. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does. Okay. And I have a male friend that lives out that way, but him and I have lost contact over the years, so I might reconnect with him.
Okay. Well, you'll see. Like they said, keep an open mind. So if it happens to be, you know, friend of a friend or something crazy you didn't expect, be like, oh, this is what they were talking about. So it's going to be different, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
You.
Thanks for calling, Laura.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. God bless her.
Definitely. So let's go to the next caller with the last numbers, 285. Hello, caller. Welcome to Guided Souls. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Evelyn and I'm calling from California.
Hi, Evelyn. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you so much.
Right. What's your question for us?
Well, I'm debating whether I've been interested in a man named Danny off and on. I don't know if he feels the same way for me. But then I really met this awesome, great man named Juan. So I'm kind of like on the fence in which one's probably the better one for me. I think of them both right now. And I'm dating neither of them. However, I'm just kind of unsure of which route to go. So just want to know which one of them would be best. Danny or Juan.
So I'm gonna start, and then I'm letting Shawnee take it over because I see where he's going with this. So The first thing they want you to do is sit with yourself and just love the hell out of yourself. Forget both of them for a moment, even if it's a day or two, right? Just kind of disappear. Sorry, didn't get your text. Sorry, I was with my family. Sorry, whatever. Don't even answer, okay? This is about you spending time with you by yourself to say what it is that you really want. So I don't know if you heard earlier. If you go to soulmatefinderkit.com, there is a manifesto there. It's some homework. I want you to download it. It's free. And do the homework. And send it out to the universe. Just follow the instructions and let it go. Because what this is going to do for you in your downtime is let you understand that you have the ability to say, I want this exactly, and it may or may not be in either one of those two people. They want you to make a decision, but not based on, it has to be this guy or it has to be this guy. Because if you're caught between two people, what it says to me and what it says to spirit is you haven't made a decision that you've connected with either one energetically more than the other. And it also says that you're kind of like, oh, I kind of like this about this one and this one about this one. So really what you're saying is, I would love to have someone who has both of those awesome qualities rolled up into one person. So it's a little bit confusing to spirit and you, and it doesn't help you make any decisions. So they want you to focus on you, find a reason for you to wake up in the morning and do something fun for yourself and get connected. And there's something that you've been working on or kind of putting off to the side that you haven't actually engaged and started yet. I don't know if it's wanting to get a new job or find a new place or something that you've been saying for a long time that you've been wanting to do or I should do this, I should do this, and you're not doing it, do that. And then when you're done with that, you're going to have a clearer picture of how you want to proceed and move forward. I'm going to let Ishani go from here.
So, Evelyn, I have a really deep connection with you. The angels are really with you and God's really with you. They're saying that this is sort of an answer to your prayers. They're the answer, the question that you put out to the universe, they received it and they're answering it right now. They're bringing up ego.
Oof.
They're I don't know which one was more egotistical, but one of them had a big ego and one also has an ego, but it's sort of silent right now and you will see it later. So they're asking you to recognize that and deal with that, because what's going to happen is when their ego steps up and says, I'm a man, I'm going to do this, I'm going to blah, 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 and then you're going to, hell no, I don't want to have nothing to do with that. So they want you to recognize that right away before it gets out of control. That's something that Spirit has been wanting you to deal with for a little while. So they want you to see that, deal with it, and then move on, and they're going to bring that beautiful, awesome, balanced man into your life.
So what I'm seeing is the theme of what's going on in the phone calls today, and this kind of sums it up with Evelyn here, is they're wanting everyone to manifest what they want with a very, very clear vision. If you have not the full details in a list of, like, I swear, at least 200 things on this list that you want in this person, then you haven't done the homework and you don't know what you want. It's just not enough. It's not enough for them to bring you, because if you're not clear of what lessons you've learned or what you need in your life moving forward, the things that you're really adamant about having, the things that would really make you happy, you're just kind of going to get, wishy-washy along the way. We're done with that here. That's why we call into the show, is we want an answer, and we want someone, and we want to be done with all that bull, you know. So with you, they're giving you a heads up, because you're sweet energy. You're a nice person. And Spirit warns people who might be a little bit too nice. So this is your task to say, don't write off that ego situation. Don't laugh it off and be like, oh, they're just being cute, or they think they're being funny, or they're just trying to tell me I need to be with them. It's not that. It's going to be more of that.
And we know that in that quietness is a powerful energy, a lioness power inside of you, but you don't want to bring that out, and you don't have to. You can stay that cute little lion on the side and nobody's bothering him. So that's what the angels want you to be. Stay cool, calm, and collective with yourself, and stay in your energy, and don't let anyone pull you out of that, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Right, thank you so much.
That made sense.
Perfect.
Thank you for taking the time. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Thanks, Evelyn. So for anybody else who hasn't done that work yet, I beg you, go to soulmatefinderkit.com and go download the manifesto and do the homework. It's really important to put that out into that energy. So if you wanted to visit either one of our individual websites, there's other freebies there, but start at soulmatefinderkit.com. It has both of our links there, and you can find everything through that website. There's an Open Your Heart to Love meditation. There's a Meet Your Spirit Guides meditation. There's a free Angels in Your Pocket guidebook. So it's the weekend. Go have some fun. Go play around on the website and go grab what resonates with you.
So if you weren't able to go online today, we do this show Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific time and 7 p.m. Eastern time, and we're on Monday through Friday. So if you didn't get on today, you'll be able to get on next week.
So how can I say this? There was an energy that came into the phone line today. They got bounced around. It felt like it was impatient to me. There's a reason that Spirit is putting you in this space of, oh, I think I was right there. I should have made the cut. You might even be a little angry right now. It's okay. Sit with that. Please forgive us. And forgive Spirit for doing this work with you. They're teaching you something.
Yeah.
So just listen to the episode again if need be, and then call us on Monday.
Or if you want to come back to Twin Flame Fridays, it's definitely next Friday.
Or if you don't have any patients like that whatsoever, you can reach out to us for a reading or something. Just go to soulmatefinderkit.com.
Yeah, and the readings that we give on the air, they're pretty small, and we do it like in less than a minute or 2 minutes. and they get a lot of information that 1 or 2 minutes. Imagine what you would get in 30 minutes or an hour. So we both have our own strategy session. My strategy session is the Road to Enlightenment. So anybody who really wants more spiritual energy or wants to know their past lives or anything like that, well, then I take you on the Road to Enlightenment strategy session. And that's like, you know, 30 minutes to an hour for only $10. And what's yours?
Mine is the Angel Sign Language Basics strategy session. So I like to work with people who want to learn how to communicate with spirit. They want to know how they can see signs. They want to know how they can receive confirmation without having to go to a psychic or get readings forever and ever or once a week. Because, you know, we make decisions on a weekly basis that we feel kind of unsure about. And we're afraid to, like, go way down the path and go, oh, crap, I just wasted the last year. So my goal is to teach you how to communicate with spirit so you can begin to do it for yourself and then turn it around and teach it to your friends, family, and other people.
Definitely.
So my job is to get you grounded, get you in the communication space, and then move you forward with some new tools for you to make your own decisions.
And our goal is not to hold you here forever. Our goal is to teach you and then allow you to be on your way. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to grow beyond us, and that's what we'd like for you. So with that said, I'm going to ask Archangel Michael to come in and cut the cords of energy. So all the energy that our listeners have attached to us, be returned to them, and all the energy that we have spent, be returned to us. And may the people that have draining cords, may those cords attached to them, may those cords be cut. Thank you, Archangel Michael. Thank you for cutting these cords, and thank you for your ongoing protection. So go your way with blessings and know you are loved. Stay in the love and light. Bathe in the love and light. Be a light, not a judge. Be a model, not a judge. Live life with love and light and only be around those of love and light. And may you have an abundance of love and light to share. And so it is.
Thank you. Amen.
Namaste.